Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Chris Orestes back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Chris is CEO of Life Care Funding. He has made a career out of being out of the healthcare industry in a number of different iterations in his career. He's the author of a new book called A Survival Guide to Aging, and that's his second book, by the way. And he's here to talk to us about how you and I can age successfully, right, Chris?
That's right. And thanks for having me on, Jim. It's great to be back.
Good to have you back, Chris. So talk to us about aging successfully, because that applies to everyone, doesn't it?
Well, it does. You know, no matter what age you are today, you're aging. And the question is, will you age successfully? And to do it, it's about making smart investments today that are going to pay off in the future. And those investments can take many forms. It isn't just financial, although making financial investments in your future is very important. Are you saving? Are you doing things like getting long-term care insurance? Are you getting life insurance policies that can protect your family now but can also be used later to pay for your long-term care expenses?
Mm-hmm.
But also, are you making physical investments in your future? Because if you're eating right, if you're limiting the intake of unhealthy vices, or exercising, physical investments are going to make a big payoff in the future. Believe me, you will not regret being in your 80s and your body still working well if you're taking care of yourself sooner. And what we tell people is it doesn't matter what age you are now, whether you're 20 or 60, it's still never too late to make those investments financially, physically, also emotionally. How are you connected? Go ahead.
No, you know, Chris, you got two kinds of folks out there. You got folks who can't wait to retire. They're looking forward to retirement. And at 45 or 50, they're already saying what they're going to do when they retire. And you got people who plan to never retire. But either way, if you think you're going to live to be 90, everybody wants to be in good condition all the way through that, right? We want to be able to enjoy retirement and have a good quality of life, or we want to be able to enjoy our work with a good quality of life.
Well, that's right, and that's the key right there. It's about quality of life, you know. And if you're not physically healthy, if you're not financially healthy, if you're not mentally, emotionally, spiritually healthy, and those are all areas. Don't overlook those areas in your life today. Your quality of life is going to be compromised, and there's nothing worse than having poor health or poor financial circumstances,
mm-hmm.
but then being, I hate to say it, but being cursed with a long life still ahead of, and it happens. People, you know, they break down financially, physically, whichever way, but you still may have 20 plus years of living ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
We as human beings are living longer. It's just the evolutionary process of the
world.
There was
a time when I'm old enough to remember people wondering if they were going to live long enough to enjoy their money. And now people are worried about they're living longer than they have, than the money that they have.
That's right. That is one of the interesting paradoxes of living in today's age. When you're young, you worry that you won't live long enough, but you do get to a point where you start to worry you're going to live too long and you're
mm-hmm.
going to outlive your ability to either financially or physically continue to have a quality of life that you want to enjoy.
What are the top handful of things that you think we should be focused on? Give us the thing that you would put as number one.
Well, I've been saying it as we've been talking, it's a combination of two things. If you really had to focus on the top thing, it's about, I call it, making smart life investments in what we call the quality of life.
Okay, but let's get down to one of those are. I mean, I heard you say that, but let's be specific.
Okay.
And this might not be number one for everyone, but it is a number one example. Make sure that you own a home. Make sure that you don't, you keep a good credit score. Make sure that you, if you're not a good saver, you're making payments on something that has residual value. Those kinds of things, right?
Right, right. It's really, here's the two things, and these both have big payoffs. It's when it comes to your finances, to understand that you will encounter very expensive long-term care costs mm-hmm. in your future, and so you've got to start preparing. And whether that is, and there are a number of ways you can cover long-term care expenses, but one of them is through the ownership of a home, because down the road, you can sell it off, and the equity in that home can be used to help pay for your cost of care.
Or if you own your home, your expenses for living go way down. And now you're back to quality of life because you're in the home that you love.
That's right. But the question then becomes the physical side. And that's what
right.
I always say.
That's right.
The two big areas to invest are financial and physical, because there's nothing worse than having your home. It's paid for. You could live in it. But physically, you're no longer capable of living independently, and you have
right.
to move out. You've got to go to a nursing home. You've got to go
well,
somewhere.
I want to give people a tip that is my tip. I have a confession to make, Chris. I'm not a good saver. I've never been somebody who could take a chunk of my money and go put it in a savings account. I've never been able to do that. And I learned that a long time ago. So what I did was I bought real estate and I made payments. So the payments made me make them, right? I had to make them.
That's right. Well, yeah. I mean,
but it was a form of saving.
My
point, it was imposed savings.
Right.
But it was better than saving because it was real estate. And I don't want to say, I've made mistakes in real estate. I'm going to say, it's not all been rosy. But my point is, at some point in time, so if I were going to tell somebody to do something, I would say, find a way to make yourself do that.
Yeah, there's another way to make yourself save, particularly for young, if you have young listeners who are in their working years, is put as much as possible into your 401k.
Yep.
Because it comes automatically out of your paycheck. It's pre-tax money. It's taxed. It's treated tax advantaged when you withdraw the money later.
If you don't feel comfortable in real estate, that's exactly the right thing. I was the opposite. I felt more comfortable in real estate than I did in the stock market.
I agree. I would feel more comfortable in real estate. I look at the stock market, unfortunately, like Vegas. You just never know which way that's going to go.
But it works for some people. And if you're long term in there, it goes up, it goes down. Hold on to that thought, Chris. I need a website quickly, please. Quick.
www.lifecarefunding.com.
Quick break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.